Inviting their Ukrainian counterpart is a clear sign that the G7 is looking to reassure Kyiv about its ongoing support, even as US President-elect Donald Trump, who's a skeptic about spending to back Ukraine, prepares to take office in January. On day two of these talks, the group is also discussing the stability of the Indo-Pacific region and its stance towards China. And this meeting is taking place amid reports that Israel and Hezbollah are close to agreeing a ceasefire in Lebanon. Giles Gibson, Rome.